Hi, my name is Hilary Tempest of DrivingTestMindset.com. Welcome to the nighttime hypnosis audio. So just make yourself comfortable and with your eyes still open just for a moment, take a nice gentle deep breath in and roll your eyeballs up as if you're looking through your own eyebrows or through the top of your forehead. Keep your eyeballs rolled up. Take a nice deep breath in and out, keeping your eyeballs rolled up. Take another deep breath in and out. And one final time, breathe in. And now keeping your eyeballs rolled up as you exhale, close your eyelids right down. All the way down as your eyelids shut down, the muscles and nerves in and around your eyes are becoming heavy, droopy, drowsy. So now, keeping your eyes gently closed, just allow your eyeballs to relax and go wherever is comfortable. And just forget all about your eyes and allow a drifting, floating feeling to develop in your body as you relax more. Just allow your mind to wander free, and I want you to imagine it's almost as if you can see a beautiful staircase of 10 steps leading gently down, a staircase of relaxation, a calm, safe, secure, feeling good, relaxing more staircase. And I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And on each descending number, it's a sign and a signal to take another step down that staircase in your mind's eye into the world of your dreams, the world of your imagination. So in your mind's eye, just place your hand on the strong, steady, smooth handrail. Feel it under your hand as on 10. And the deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go with every breath that you take, every noise that you hear, every word that I say, and every thought that you think, serving as a sign and a signal to just allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into your own internal state as on 9, drifting down, floating down, sinking down in a way that's calm, safe, secure, and feels so good for you right now. Drifting deeper down to a healthy level of mind as on 8. Relaxing more, realize that each and every muscle in your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, starts to become so limp, so loose, so heavy, so tired as on 7, floating down, drifting down, just letting your mind wander free. And as you go deeper, it's almost as if your level of response is doubling with every number I count. As on 6, as a wave of relaxation flows through your body, and you drift down deeper. It's almost as if you're twice as deep as you were just moments ago. Feels so good just to let your mind wander free. As on 5, every sound, noise and movement around you is flowing through you, taking you deeper into an awareness of yourself. On 4, going deeper with every beat of your heart. On 3, just gently, smoothly, calmly, easily drift down to a still deeper level. As on 2, the deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. As on 1, nice deep breath in and out, and just relax, allowing a drifting, floating feeling to continue. And as you go deeper, you're aware, but you're not aware. You're listening, but you're not listening. as you go deeper, you're focusing and concentrating with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind just floats away. You're going deeper into an awareness of yourself. So just breathe deeply and go deeper, because you've reached the bottom of the staircase. I'm talking directly to your subconscious mind. So just allow that beautiful drifting, floating feeling to develop in your body. You don't need to make anything happen. Just let it happen. Just let that drifting, floating feeling take over. And let yourself go deeper, down to a healthier level of mind. You don't actually have to do anything. Your inner mind will do everything for you. So just let yourself go deeper and deeper into an awareness of yourself. Just drift deeper down to a healthier level. And as you drift down deeper, you're remembering that when you came onto the planet as a baby, as a tiny child, as a baby, you were born with an incredible ability to learn new complex skills, an incredible persistence and tenacity, incredible self-belief and determination to achieve whatever you set your mind to. And that enabled you to learn to walk, to talk, to feed yourself, to speak. You learned so many complicated skills, and you had complete belief in yourself that you could do it no matter what setbacks, no matter how complicated, how difficult, no matter how long it took you. Persisted, you were tenacious, and you had total confidence that you would succeed to learn all the complex life skills. You knew you would succeed, and you did succeed. So as you go deeper into an absolutely relaxed state, right now as I speak, your brilliant, brilliant mind is literally reactivating, remanifesting, regenerating the enthusiasm, tenacity, the positive mindset, and the resilience that you were born with, the calm, confidence, and the self-belief, and the self-motivation that you were born with, that you had as a little child, that made it possible for you to learn so many complicated skills. Even as I speak, I'm commanding, instructing, and directing your brilliant mind to go ahead, to reactivate, regenerate, remanifest, and recreate that natural, positive, determined, resilient, tenacious state that you were born with. And your mind is doing that right now. As you go deeper into an absolutely relaxed state, you're so aware that you have a strong, powerful, compelling, motivating ability, and a strong, motivating, compelling desire to pass your driving test. As you arrive at the test center, you take slow, deep breaths, feeling calm, feeling competent, feeling in flow. You have your provisional license at the ready. You feel ready. You feel ready to prove your skills as a capable, smooth driver. When you get to the test center waiting room, you breathe slowly, deeply, feeling calm and ready. You have your provisional license ready for your examiner. You remember to breathe slowly, deeply, as you feel a deep sense of calm throughout your body. You are polite and respectful to your examiner. You breathe slowly, calmly, deeply. You have no expectations of your examiner or need for them to be friendly or chatty or silent. You remain pleasant, friendly, respectful and calm, as you understand that you have your role and they have theirs. You remain calm as you focus on your role, how to drive, as your instructor has shown you, to be a safe, confident, competent driver, which you already are. You feel ready, you feel good, calm, competent. You feel in flow as you breathe slowly, deeply. You understand that your examiner is not trying to catch you out. They just want to make sure that you can drive safely. And as you sit down in the car, feeling the driver's seat supporting you, taking hold of the steering wheel, the very feel of the steering wheel in your hands is calming, relaxes you, and it puts you in flow. Almost as if you're merging with the car, becoming one with the car. You feel relaxed, you feel good, calm, totally focused on driving safely, confidently, competently, smoothly, carefully, cautiously, driving proficiently. You are born to drive, born to love driving and to love the feel of driving. As you get into the car, you feel at ease. You feel comfortable, calm. You keep your breathing, slow, deep breathing as you run through the cockpit drill, checking the doors are closed, checking the seat is in the correct position, where you can fully press down the clutch, keeping your breathing slow and deep as you check the seat belt, the mirrors, if the steering is comfortable, adjusting anything that needs adjusting. And my words go with you, they stay with you, and all the words of advice from your instructor, they stay with you, integrate into your subconscious in a deep, powerful, permanent way, enabling you to be a confident, competent, careful, safe driver. You continue with slow, deep breathing as the examiner asks you to set off and you put the car into first gear, rev the engine, and you remember your 6-point check, blindside to blindside check, your 6-point check, the back left window, the inside window, the left wing mirror, the rear view mirror, forwards through the windscreen, your right wing mirror, and your back right window, the outside window. As you move your hand to the mirror, you remind yourself you are calm, competent, and ready. You're ready for this. As you're checking your mirrors, indicating and switching to first gear, you feel good. You feel ready. You feel ready to prove your skills as a capable, competent, smooth driver. When you move off, you have good control. You always put the car in gear with the correct clutch control as you take off the handbrake, smoothly move off, staying in control, keeping observant.